One day, there was four shots. That's the best shooting ever done in this town. It's hard to find four innocent people in New York, even if you don't stop to shoot them. That's why a policeman never has to aim here. He just shoots up the street anywhere. No matter who he hits, it's the right one. Robberies. Did you ever read about so many robbers? I see where some of our cities and towns are talking about being more strict with these robbers. When they catch them from now on, they're going to publish their names. They've been having every kind of a week here in New York. Smile week, and apple week, and one call, don't get hurt week. Tax cab drivers couldn't hardly wait till the following Monday to run over you. Everybody's talking about what's the matter with this country and what the country needs. What this country needs worse than anything else is a place to park your car. See where a New York society woman is suing her ex-husband again, claims she can't properly support that child on $50,000 a year alimony. Somebody's been feeding that young one meat. Now, folks, all I know is just what little news I read every day in the papers.
All I know is what I read in the papers. That was Will Rogers' most famous line, of course. But maybe you weren't just reading the papers. Maybe you were reading Pearl Buck's national best-selling book, Sons. October 22nd, 1932, you might have heard Toscanini play at Carnegie Hall that night. You might have turned your newspaper to the stock market pages to read that IBM closed at 90. Or you might have been at the movies that night seeing A Bill of Divorcement with John Barrymore and Katharine Hepburn, or Smiling Through with Norma Sherrod. Maybe you were lucky enough to be going to the opening tonight of a new play on Broadway, a play called Dinner at Eight. Or perhaps you were seeing Clifton Webb and Charles Butterworth in Flying Colors. Or Victor Moore and William Gaxton in Of Thee I Sing. Remember Wintergreen for President? Well, Wintergreen would not be elected president, but Governor Roosevelt, then in the middle of his campaign, would be elected. October 22, 1932. Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra were at the Paramount Grill in New York. And what was Ozzie singing at the height of the football season? You can probably guess.
On, Wisconsin, plunge right through that line. Run the ball clear round Chicago. A touchdown sure this time. On, Wisconsin, fight on for her fame. Fight, fellows, fight, and we will win this game.
Twenty-9 years ago today, you could hire an experienced cook for $60 a month. You could have gone to a New York nightclub to see Sophie Tucker. And arriving in New York Harbor today from a carefree cruise to Havana, a luxury ship called the Morro Castle. October 22nd, 1932. 29 years ago today. Where were you? What were you doing? Can you remember?